This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with contributors Christina Lee.
Hey, Robin.
Kiana Faircloth.
Hey, Robin.
And NPR Music's Ann Powers. Hey, Ann.
Hello, everyone.
It's New Music Friday, and we're looking at the best albums out now on November 11th, starting with Run the Jewels and the new Spanish-language remix version of their album RTJ4. It's called Cuatro. This is the song Just.
Mastered economics, because you took yourself from squalor.
Slave.
Mastered academics, because your grace said you were scholar.
Slave.
Mastered Instagram, because you can instigate a follow.
Shit.
Look at all these slave masters posing on your dollar.
Get it?
Look at all these slave masters.
We all know Run the Jewels as a dynamic duo, of course, being Brooklyn's own LP and Atlanta's very own Killer Mike. But here, they're sort of operating as a collective, right? Mm. So, as you mentioned, Robin, RTJ Cuatro is a remix version of 2020's RTJ4, and that's because it features a staggering lineup of Latin American artists. We're talking Mamba Stereo, Mexican Institute of Sound, Apache, Toy Selecta, basically all these artists who are used to updating traditional Latin American music to more modern dance and hip-hop sensibilities, hearkening back to a past era, but also sounding right on time, as always.
It really does sound like a party. This album is so fun, and one of the songs that I really, really like a lot was Santa Calamafuck, which is so cool when it starts. It feels like, you know, you can get your salsa on.
The law defier, the non-compliers, the death defier, the Mike Myers, murder rapper for hire, doer of drive fires, the back, back, clack, clack, let it loose, murder all weaknesses and survive, that's a job completer.
But then, like, the beat drops and it does something totally different and goes in a different direction, which is so killing. The beat just knocks on that one. I love it.
L1 for mayhem, 2 for mischief. Now aim for the drones in the zoning district. Hindenburg them, get them, burn them. Can't get the ghost up, no resistance. Pass the shit, Mike, I have to assist it. Reality sucks dick, how's that for wisdom? Lick the toad back like
delicious.
Time elves wave to me off in a distance. Hey, little guy, I'm just walking through from another timeline where monsters eat truth. Though I get spooked, the multiverse lives, I'm supposed to just lose. Last line of tank, I drive us off fuel. Gotta try to stay cool, honey, buddy, don't move. Fuck shit, glows in the hearts of the brutes. You hate Run the Jewels, you don't love the truth.
Yeah, we devoted the whole show to this album when it first came out, and it was right after George Floyd was murdered in 2020, and a lot of people were talking about how prescient the album seemed because it spoke so directly to racism and police violence, but of course it wasn't prescient. It's just that it had always been happening and it was continuing to happen. The album was a reflection, not a prediction.
Yeah.
And it's interesting you use the word party, Kiana, because that's what I wrote. It's like there's so much awful stuff in these lyrics. There's so much pain, but it feels like a party remix like this.
It does. It feels like they're repurposing the pain in a way so that people can, you know, find some joy, you know, because it's so scarce these days. You know, you got to get it where you can find it. And I feel like that's, they're infusing it into the beats here, even though the lyrics are, like you said, tragic in a lot of ways.
Throughout the history of activism, there's been this like need for safety valves, need for people to go to the club after the protests,
yeah,
you know, get together and share love and joy and empower each other. And that is a very strong feeling in this record.
Run the Jewels with a Spanish language remix of their 2020 album, Cuatro. Also out today is a new one from Bruce Springsteen. The Boss is back with a new one called Only the Strong Survive. This is the song Soul Days.
I woke up feeling the sunshine.
drift across my face. It took me back to emotions from another time and place. Those yesterdays, cruising in my Chevrolet. I held my baby in my arms, but my first love was always those songs. I'm talking about soul days, talking about those sweet soul days.
When I first heard that Bruce Springsteen was doing an album of soul covers, I heard that he was going around saying, my voice is so great right now. Yes, I'm 73, but I can really sing these songs. I thought, oh no.
Yeah.
We're going to get like the ultimate rich man's karaoke session. And I'm not saying there isn't an element of that to this record. I mean, you know, he made it with his crew, with his kind of in-house producer, Ron Aniello. And it is a very lush record with classic soul arrangements. You know, the songs are from the 60s to the 80s, but it has that total baby boomer vibe. So, you know, it is in a way a very nostalgic bit of indulgence from Bruce Springsteen. And yet, I love it. And I love it for two reasons. One, I do think he brings his 70-something voice to the recordings. And that is a beautiful voice to me. There's gravitas to it. There's tenderness. There's nostalgia. And two, I'm sorry, but just this songbook, it's so good. Anytime classic soul music resurfaces in the culture and someone brings it back, maybe to a new audience, I just want this music to live on forever. So I'm excited that he put together this very well-curated album.
It does feel like he is introducing this music to a new generation of listeners. And it's the music that feels like he's been singing for years. It feels deeply embedded in his soul. He loves these songs, these covers that he's singing. He's bringing back, you know, William Bell, I Forgot to Be Your Lover.
Such a great song.
Love that song.
Now I realize that you need love too, and I'll spend my life making love to you.
What's funny is that it seems like the kids that are born in the 2000s, I've seen so many quote-unquote vintage Bruce Springsteen t-shirts that they're wearing. But I wonder if they actually know his songs. And so if they don't, I feel like, you know, they'll get to know him through this album as well as the music of, you know, these great soul singers. So it's pretty cool.
When I heard on this album the song Turn Back the Hands of Time, which is one of my absolute favorite songs that I discovered on a Northern Soul compilation when I was 21 years old, I was really into this kind of music. And here Bruce pulls it out of the archives for people to hear.
What if I had just one more try? I'd be yours alone until the day that I die. And we'd have a love so divine if I could turn.
Does a Jackie Shane song, pioneering transgender artist, a beautiful song called Any Other Way. That's what I love. Bruce, I want to hang out with you. Well, of course I do. And just sit around.
We could be best friends if you just gave me a chance.
I want to be your soul buddy, Bruce, and go through your record collection with you. Can we make that happen?
I was inspired by just how energized he sounds by this music. You say 73 years old. You can just feel how much fun he had doing these songs and in the studio. And it's a perfectly curated mix, too. I mean, he didn't write these songs, but they feel so perfect for where he is at his life. They're very reflective at times, but there's just so much joy and gratitude. Bruce Springsteen, I hear he puts on a pretty good show. Anyone ever see this guy live? I hear he's pretty good. Back with his classic soul record. The album is called Only the Strong Survive. All right, another album out today that we're loving comes from Christine and the Queens, recorded under the name Red Car. It's called Red Car, Les Adorables et Toi. This is the song Ma Bien, Amy, Bye Bye.
La, 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 la.
So this album comes after, in the summer, the artist known as Christine and the Queens announced on social media that he self-genders as male. And so Red Carr is this new alias that was inspired by, after his mother's death a couple years ago, between Coachella performances, he kept seeing red cars all around him and sort of took that as a sign to embark this new musical journey. So while on the surface, the album feels dark, romantic, and sort of straight out the 80s in a way that I think fans of The Weeknd can appreciate, it also marks a new chapter in his journey.
For some reason, I was thinking of the band Japan or Talk Talk. You know, those great artists who created kind of high concept music out of the synth sounds of new wave. But it also, I wonder if y'all thought it had kind of a 90s, almost like a Portishead feel too. You know, I'm not sounding like Portishead exactly, but the mood.
I felt that especially in the song My Birdman. That's where I picked up on like those unexpected Portishead influences.
I wrote down new wave, but like if new wave were happening right now for the first time. Like it imagines a future sound.
Yes.
While still being very nostalgic.
I read that Chris is a little unhappy because there's another album possibly coming next year, totally produced by Mike Dean, who some of Mike's work is on this album, that most of which might be in English. And Christine feels maybe this album isn't being promoted as much because it's all in French. Do we really think that right now listeners wouldn't be open to music in French? I feel like we've entered, finally, our polyglot moment where, you know, American listeners will accept songs and embrace songs in other languages. I don't understand why an all-French album would be a problem.
I think Christine and the Queens, now known as Red Carr, is such a prime example of how we become so open to hearing music in all different languages. I mean, look at what we played at the top. I Run the Jewels. I mean, we're certainly in this era where we understand music to be this sort of like universal language. And I think listeners are eager to meet artists where they're at. So that was a really interesting revelation.
Yeah, I don't think you could look at the success of Latin pop in this country or K-pop and conclude that America's not ready for an album that isn't in English. I mean,
yeah, even with Afrobeat on mainstream radio, we're hearing tunes, you know, in Nigerian language and all that. And, you know, even when I'm walking into stores, I'm always noticing the sounds around me and I'm hearing French songs, you know, in Anthropology and things like that. So, you know, yeah, I think we're ready for it.
Christine and the Queens, the new album recorded under the name Red Carr is called Les Adorables et Toi. We do have a few more records out today that we want to highlight, but first we need to take a short break.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. When you book through Capital One Travel using the Venture X Card, you earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars and 5x miles on flights, and you earn unlimited 2x miles on all other purchases. Plus, receive a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. The Venture X Card from Capital One. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This message comes from NPR sponsor BritBox, helping people discover a world of British TV, including new original drama Time, starring Jodie Whittaker, Tamara Lawrence, and Bella Ramsey. Streaming at BritBox.com/NPR.
If you've never donated to the NPR network before, that's okay. Public radio is available to everyone for free. But we do rely on listener support from those who are able to give. So join the community of supporters for Public Media Giving Days, coming up on May 1st and 2nd. Please give at donate.npr.org, and thank you.
Taylor Swift has dropped a new album. She is the biggest pop star in the world, and everything she does makes news.
I gasped. I was like, oh my God, I've been there, and you can identify with it.
For a breakdown of Taylor Swift and her new album, The Tortured Poets Department, listen to the Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast from NPR.
It's New Music Friday from NPR and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Ann Powers, Christina Lee, and Kiana Faircloth. And we're looking at the best albums out now on November 11th. We start the second half of the show off with the rapper Glorilla. Her new one is called Anyways, Life's Great. This is the song Blessed.
on the gun.
He got 99 problems and the biggest one is me. Yep. He got all of these little bitches and the biggest one is me. Yep. Keep a mug up on my face, I know they trying to get the tea. I don't be fucked up by nothing cause I be smoking weed. It's cool to have a man, but thanks to my niggas, sweetie. If you want a buddy back, you gotta tell me please. Money long check, pussy good check, mama straight check. Hey. Right now I'm feeling blessed. Right now I'm on that yes and now I'm planning on letting up. Fuck. We probably won't be popping shit if nobody was mad at us. I'd rather give the people hope, it's pointless to be giving fucks. Keeping around my necklace like my ops when they be linking up. Cause they peace. Hey, I'm in Cali, nah. Now I'm in NYC, on the way to MIA. But I'm from Tennessee, living in the suburbs now. I still got rash of tendencies. I'm juiced up now, they throwing shots. I still be drinking Hennessy.
I know a lot of folks are excited to hear this one. This is the debut EP by rapper Glorilla, straight out of Memphis. It's crazy because in just a few months' time, she's gone from, you know, just filming music videos of her and her friends doing donuts in the parking lot to performing at the BET Awards with that same sort of energy. And for the most part in this EP, she's building off a formula that's already proven to be winning. The title comes from her breakout hit, FNF.
She say she can't come outside today. That means she's scared, right? I be put up in the winter, in the summer, pop out at night. Bragging on that nigga top, you better hold his head tight. Anyway, life's great, pussy still good. Still eating cake, wishing that a bitch would.
And, you know, expect a lot of suspenseful, minimalist piano beats, but instead of Mike Myers lurking around the corner or around the hedges, she's dodging exes from her DMs.
I love that. These beats, as you mentioned, are very rudimentary, you know, very Memphis. I'm getting those 3-6 Mafia feels on this one, you can tell. And like, there's so much TikTok fodder in her music with these beats. I'm already seeing folks all over socials doing stuff to her tracks. Already. And what's ironic about the lyrics of Bless is that she talks about how these labels, of course, are now after her breakout viral FNF hit. You know, she really wasn't supposed to be a star, but it happened, you know?
It's just such a distinctive timbre that she has. It's somewhere between, like, as you're saying, Christina, menacing and joyful and promising. And it's also like, I don't know if it's right to call it androgynous, but there's like a, I don't know, she has a very mobile identity in the way she raps and in even the sound of her voice.
She's doing fight music, you know, she's not one to be like super polite. And the more I think about it and the more that I realize that maybe Glorilla's music and therefore TikTok music at large is just really building off of the same winning formula that we've come to expect from Memphis in general, right? Memphis being one of the most influential hip hop cities that we've ever seen, even if it doesn't get the same regard as New York and Los Angeles.
And you mentioned that there's also joy in this. And I thought, you know, gosh, this is so dark and so gritty and so graphic, but there she weaves in just these lighter moments in really subtle ways. Like one of the tracks I really like is called Fatinol.
He in the gas and I be running. I don't use my brakes, but he just threw that 30 back and now I need a break. He trying to prove a point to me because I made him wait.
For real?
Thought that bull finna slow out, but that shit was great.
That's how you
yeah, I'm talking about
it. Has this kind of call and response with someone, like she's spilling all of this on a phone call with somebody.
And like Ann mentioned, her voice just, it just cannot be denied. It's so strong and so commanding that it's almost like you wouldn't want any more under the beat with her. You want her voice to shine, and it absolutely does.
Glorilla, her debut EP is, anyways, life's great. Let's completely change gears now and go to the jazz guitarist and composer Bill Frisell. He's back with a new one today called Four. This is the song Claude Utley.
Thank you.
This album, Four, it feels like a compliment to the biography that Bill Frisell released in spring of this year. And it brings together a new configuration of musicians with Gerald Clayton with him on piano, Jonathan Blake on the drums, and his longtime collaborator and friend, Greg Tardy on the sax. He's also playing clarinet and bass clarinet on this record. We're still getting so much music that's coming out of the pandemic and the pain and the loss that so many people experienced during lockdown. And that's exactly where this music was birthed from. You know, he had stacks of melodies and compositional ideas that he had just compiled over the time of being locked down. And he brought this music into the studio just to really disconnect from the trauma that he experienced. This group that he's brought together, it feels so free. They literally went into the studio and just started emoting that really what didn't have any strategy in a way. So it feels like they're all sort of, they have a stream of consciousness and they're playing, and it all comes together in this beautiful, beautiful way that feels melancholy and joyous at the same time. He wrote songs that are rooted in love on this album, you know, for his family and friends that he wasn't getting a chance to see and experience during that time.
I love that you say they got into the studio and started emoting instead of saying they started playing. You can feel the feels on all these songs for sure.
There's such a tenderness to this music.
Yeah, that's a good word too.
And interestingly, a kind of playfulness, which I always associate with Bill Frisell. You know what I mean, Kiana? It's like there's a, you can always sort of hear his very open and fun thought process. So even as in a song like the Waltz for Hal Willner, which is one of the three or four songs actually named for people, friends of his who died recently, that song, it is as light and joyful as Hal Willner himself was, you know, the great producer and presenter. At the same time, there is that sense of remembering, of melancholy that comes from remembering. It just feels like friends together sharing memories, this record.
Indeed. It feels like, as you said, he's capturing the personality of these people that he loved. And we're sort of getting to know them through this music, although we may not have known them personally. It feels like, you know, we're getting a glimpse of who they were and who they were to Bill at the same time.
Bill Frisell, his latest for the Blue Note label is called Four, a really lovely record from him. And before we wrap up this week's show, let's go around the room here and share a personal pick out today. Christina, we'll start with you.
Portland musician Ernest Hood gets another posthumous release today with the album Back to the Woodlands. This was recorded from the same time period as his 1975 ambient classic Neighborhoods, and here you could hear him find peaceful solitude among zither melodies and field recordings.
Anne.
Not so different from what you shared, Christina. I wanted to feature the new album from Duval Timothy. Some people might know Duval Timothy from his work on Kendrick Lamar's Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. Really interesting pianist and multimedia artist. The new record is called Meeting with the Judas Tree. It explores Timothy's connections to nature, our connections to nature. He's a beautiful pianist, also an experimental electronic artist, and collaborates with some other interesting electronic artists on this record. It interweaves bird song and the sounds of rustling trees, and I just felt like I wanted to live in this record.
Kiana.
I wanted to highlight Morris Day and Last Call, his final album, which, of course, suggests his retirement at the end of next year. Of course, one of the pioneers of the Minneapolis sound, along with Prince. It feels like he's passing on the cane, if you will, to, you know, folks like Snoop Dogg, Jazzy Faye, Flo Rida is on this album. And one of the tracks I'm going to highlight is Grown Man, which features Big Daddy Kane.
And I'll mention that the artist, the musician, the sound sculptor, Claire Rousey, she's reissuing her 2020 album, A Heavenly Touch, on vinyl today. If you are an audiophile or just love being placed in other worlds of sound, you should spend some time with this record. This is not a collection of songs as much as they are just soundscapes. She mixes ambient noises and the hum of a room or found sounds, a little bit of spoken word, and she just puts you in this incredibly intimate space.
I have had this flute since the sixth grade, which was 8 years ago. Holy crap, 8 years ago. Wow, I'm getting old. 8 years ago. And I was always first chair flute school.
I think really captivating too. A Heavenly Touch from Claire Rousey, out today on vinyl. And that'll do it for this week's New Music Friday. My thanks to Ann Powers, Christina Lee, Kiana Faircloth. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Robin.
Thanks, everyone.
Our show was edited and mixed by Ron Scalzo. It was produced with help from Bob Boylan. And our VP for visuals and music at NPR is Keith Jenkins. Search for NPR's New Music Friday playlists in Apple Music and Spotify to hear full versions of the songs we played on the show, along with a bunch of singles that came out this week. And if you haven't already, sign up for our newsletter to keep up with the latest Tiny Desks, new music, reviews, and more. You'll find it at npr.org/music-newsletter. And for NPR Music and All Songs Considered, I'm Robin Hilton. I hope you have a great weekend. Be well, and treat yourself to lots of music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Betterment. The drama of having an enemy-turned-lover is never chill, but your investing portfolio should be. Betterment is the investing app that lets you be totally chill about your finances. Their automated tech makes it easy to get in the market and stay in the market. Save the drama for that moment when you realize your mortal enemy is actually your soulmate. Betterment. Be invested and totally chill. Learn more at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed.
On Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, we have very important people on our show and then ask them about very unimportant things. Here's U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
We are also reliably informed that among your enthusiasms, in addition to macroeconomic policy, is mobile games.
There is some truth in that.
There's some truth in that.
Join us for the NPR podcast that considers all the other things. That's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.